My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. These words of Jesus in the Gospel of St. John speak comfort and promise to those who know that life and peace may only be found by abiding in the Savior. Always with Christ is a ministry of Holy Cross Anglican Church. Located in the desert mountains of Alpine in far west Texas, Holy Cross seeks to faithfully serve our Lord and our community by sharing the love of God in Jesus Christ, teaching the doctrine of the apostles, and breaking the bread of life. In this series, Father Damian Grout helps us understand the wisdom of observing the church year and the way it plays an important role in conforming us to the image and likeness of our Savior, Jesus Christ.
No man can serve two masters. These are the first words of our gospel lesson for this 15th Sunday after Trinity, and they are words that we need to hear often, because if you're anything like me, keeping our eyes on Christ, keeping our focus on the things of the kingdom, learning to spend our energies for that which is eternal requires constant attention. Why do we do the things that we do? Why do we seek the things that we seek? Are we intentionally living our lives before God, or have we given ourselves to another master? Are we even willing to ask ourselves this question? In our epistle lesson from Galatians 6, we find St. Paul the Apostle defending the faith of the church, the faith that had been received from Christ himself, that he had entrusted to the apostles, and that the apostles had transmitted to the church, was under attack. The Judaizers had come into the church at Galatia, and they were trying to change the faith. They were rewriting the Christian story. But the problem wasn't isolated to Galatia, it was widespread, so much so that the Judaizing heresy was behind the first ecumenical council. This council, which brought the whole church from every part of the world together at Jerusalem in AD 50, not to create the Christian faith, but to defend that which they had received from Christ, from those who had changed the Christian story. When you read the Old Testament, you find the truth of what St. Paul says earlier in this book of Galatians. It's played out in the historical record. Why then the law, he asks, specifically regarding the Levitical and Deuteronomic law? Why was this law given? He has a ready answer. It was because of transgressions, till the seed should come to whom the promise was made. What's he telling us? He's reminding us that the story of Old Testament Israel, that this giving of the Levitical code came about because of the incident at the golden calf in Exodus 32. The Deuteronomic code came about because of the idolatry of the people on the plains of Baal Peor, which we read about in the book of Numbers. St. Paul isn't saying that the moral law is somehow no longer, but he's reminding us that those probationary laws that were added because of transgressions, those laws which ironically kept Israel from becoming the light to the world, those laws have been put aside because they were always intended to be set aside. They were waiting for the coming of the true Israelite, Jesus Christ. But the Judaizers were trying to resurrect these old laws that died with Christ. The issue, if you know the story, centered around the ritual sign of circumcision, which sign had been fulfilled in the cross of Christ. The sign of circumcision was transformed into the new covenant sacrament of baptism. But the Judaizers were coming in and they were mandating that Gentile Christians, those who had been welcomed as full covenant members into the body of Christ through baptism, that they really weren't members unless they took the old covenant sign, circumcision. But this was to bring back that which had been put away. And no matter what they said they were doing, these Judaizers were not serving God. They were not seeking to help these new Christians grow in Christ. They, as St. Paul says, desire to make a fair show in your flesh, which is strikingly literal. They desire to have you circumcised, the apostle writes, that they may glory in your flesh. They exchange the truth of God for a lie. Rather than glorying in the cross, they glory in those who they can deceive. But what's going on? They were blinded by avarice. They are counting success by the measures of this world. They're counting success by the number of followers who they can accrue, but they are leading them down the path of destruction. They want to glory in the flesh of converts, which is diametrically opposed to the mission of Christ. But God forbid that I should glory, save in the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ. As Christians 2,000 years later, we are called to the same way of keeping score. It's all about the cross of Christ. This is how we learn to be single-minded in our pursuit of Christ, to avoid the futility of trying to serve two masters. But yet we still try. How many of us think that somehow this command is different for us, that we can serve God and mammon? But what is mammon? Mammon is one of the gods of this world, the god that calls us to follow him with promises of wealth and luxury in this age, of love and adoration now. But all this is opposed to the way of the cross, all of this is opposed to Christ. One of the lies that Mammon, the world, tries to feed us is that we can serve God and it, that we can give ourselves to Christ and the pursuit of wealth, that we can still follow the cross while giving ourselves to deadly sin. But no one can serve two masters. For either we will hate the one and love the other, or we will hold to the one and despise the other. There's no middle ground, there's no via media in the way of the cross. As a Christian, the call to love God with all our heart, soul, mind, and strength, and our neighbor as ourselves, requires all of us. This doesn't mean that we don't have responsibilities to employers, but your boss isn't your master. You have responsibilities to the state, but the state isn't your master. You have obligations in your community, but the community is not your master. But on a more fundamental level, the God of Mammon whispers in our ears, trying to convince us that our bodily appetites are really our master that must be appeased, that our bodily appearance is of utmost importance, that our place in society must be elevated. This is the root of the deadly sin of avarice. This is where Mammon grabs hold of us. This is the sin of the Judaizers. They wanted to make a show in the flesh, and this was also the appeal of their heresies. It set the adherence to this false teaching in their mind a little bit higher than the rest of the Christian community. They were trying to serve God and Mammon. But what does our Lord say to us? Therefore I say unto you, take no thought for your life, what ye shall eat or what ye shall drink, nor yet for your body what ye shall put on. Is not the life more than meat, and the body more than raiment? Consider the birds of the air, he says. They're not fretting over their life, they simply live as they have been created, and our Father in heaven careth for them. How much greater is his care for us who bear the divine image? Consider the lilies. They don't toil after beauty, yet even Solomon in all his glory cannot compare. Be ye not therefore anxious, saying, what shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or wherewithal shall we be clothed? These are the things that belong to this present age that is passing away. Why shouldn't we fret and set our mind on these things? We need to eat, we need to be clothed. Why not worry about them? Because our Father knows what we need even before we know. And if he cares for the birds of the air and the flowers of the field, how much more does he care for us? Amen.
Holy Cross Anglican Church is committed to upholding the historic Christian faith of Christ and his apostles through word and sacrament. We are located across from the golf course at 903 Fighting Buck Avenue in Alpine. Join us to worship on Sundays at 10:30 a.m. For more information, find us on Facebook at Holy Cross Anglican Church, Alpine, Texas.